finally today, 30 years ago, this song topped the Billboard chart for 6 weeks straight. My Sharona by The Knack turned the band into instant stars, and it also made a star out of its namesake, a woman named, not surprisingly, Sharona. The Knack's lead singer, Doug Feiger, wrote the song for a teenager who would eventually become his girlfriend, Sharona Alperin. Sadly, Feiger died last month after a battle with lung cancer. Sharona, who stayed friends with him, was one of the people at his side during those last days. Sharona Alperin is now a real estate agent in Los Angeles, and she joins me from our studios at NPR West. Sharona, welcome to the program.
It's nice to be here, Guy.
Tell me how you met Doug Feiger and The Knack.
I was introduced by his girlfriend at the time. I was about 16, 17 years old.
Wow.
And
you were in high school.
Yes, and he was 9 years older than me. And within a month or two later, he told me that I'm in love with you, you're my soulmate, you're my other half, we're going to be together one day. And I was madly in love with my boyfriend at the time, and so it took a year for me to leave my boyfriend.
So when did you first hear the song that became so famous?
We weren't together yet, but we were friends, and one day on my lunch break from my clothing store, I went to their rehearsal, and I saw maybe Burton or Doug say, should we play it? Should we play it? All right, let's play it for her. And I sat down, cut to, I'm driving back to the clothing store, and I'm thinking, did I just hear a song with my name in it? Was my name in that song? It was, you know, I just couldn't believe that I heard that.
Eventually the song is released. You are asked to be on the cover of the single, wearing this very sort of tight tank top, these tight jeans, and you become a celebrity as well.
That was like my normal outfit, what I wore all the time, by the way. You know, I guess I didn't look at myself as a celebrity, but people were very excited when they met me. And I remember going on tour and seeing sometimes people dress up, and I'd say, what are you dressed up as? And they would say, Sharona's. Not everybody knew that, you know, Sharona was a person, or, you know, they thought maybe it was a thing. I think in Japan they might have thought it was like the male organ. I don't. That's what I heard. You know, it's been great.
Sharona Alperin, you eventually, of course, got married. So did Doug Feiger. And you were with him, I understand, during his final days before he passed away last month. Can you tell me about that?
Well, he died on Valentine's Day. That was very fitting for him. And the day before, February 13th, I went to be with him. I had started to see him a lot in the last few months. And a lot of his idols, people that meant so much to him in the music industry, came to pay their respects to him. Mm. And it was really beautiful. And then he died Sunday morning on Valentine's Day.
That's Sharona Alperin. She's the woman who inspired the song My Sharona. It was released in the summer of 1979 and stayed atop the Billboard charts for 6 weeks. Sharona Alperin, thank you so much.
It was my pleasure, Guy. I really appreciate it.
For Saturday, that's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. Thanks for listening, and have a great night.